Epizootic shell disease, or as it's commonly known, lobster shell disease, has been in New England for years. The disease is a bacteria which eats away at the lobster's shell, causing deterioration, but is generally not fatal to the animal. But Thomas Angel, a marine biologist with the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management, says the disease became more powerful after the North Cape oil spill in 1996.
Typically, in the shell disease that occurred in the past, it usually was just a very, very minor infection of the shell, whereas this newer form essentially eats away most of the shell and in some cases affects more than 80% of the shell.
The disease affects up to 30% of the lobster population in New England. Rates of the disease rise in the winter and fall after lobsters have completed their molting cycle. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.